All right, 49ers over the Seahawks last night. There was a call that wasn't made, a missed call on a muff punt. The punt actually hit the player's fingers. They went to the replay truck. They didn't have the footage available that proved
that I saw that, man.
Yes.
I saw that.
And then I started thinking back to why was there a delay of game penalty against the Falcons when they're setting up for the field goal and the official standing over the ball?
Yeah.
I still don't understand that one either. The officiating just will always baffle me.
And the age-old question is, has it always been this bad, and we've just now realizing it with HD and all the angles that we have, or has it gotten progressively worse through the years?
And because officials can rely on the replay as a crutch. But then again, if a call's overturned, that doesn't reflect well.
Well, we rely on the replay to criticize them.
Yes.
So,
that's a good point.
I don't think they're standing over the ball has nothing to do with the replay. And just missing calls flat out has nothing to do with the replay. To me, that's a fundamental problem with the judgment of the referees on the field. I honestly do think we see and hear and know too much these days.
I think that, especially in the case with referees standing over the ball, there is just not a system in place, nor really should there be, probably. There's not a system in place for the referee to just simply be like, yeah, that's our bad. Like, the referee standing over the ball, I think the delay of game was the correct call in terms of the clock, but then you can't fault Atlanta when there's a referee standing over the ball for not being on the ball and snapping it. So I just don't think there's a system in place of being like, hey, you know what? Clock ran out, but there was a guy actually standing over the ball, so we're going to run that back. Like, if you're Tampa, you're like, what? No! There's not this, you know, kind of backyard philosophy going on in terms of correcting things, and nor should there be. But I just think that's the reason for a lot of the upset fans in the NFL. It's like, we can't go back and fix these things because we don't have just this system of being like, you know what, when one referee's standing in the wrong place, let's give him a redo. No, that doesn't work either. So as frustrated as I was, I kind of get the fact that they're not willing to change it.
It's also the one thing I think we need to not get too over the top with trying to fix every little thing. You know, human error is a part of all sports, and even down to the officiating. Now, you shouldn't have egregious calls. You shouldn't have a strike zone that expands during a game.
I think about the home plate umpire.
But you know, but that said, the human error part is a part of the game. I do like the fact that different umpires have different strike zones. Where, you know, what they'll call on the black of the plate or whatever. But the reality is it just can't be extremely egregious. If it's pass interference in the last 2 minutes, then it should have been pass interference the whole game. Or if it's pass interference the entire game, it should be pass interference in the last 2 minutes. Like, don't change what you're doing. I'm okay with the human error, but it should be consistent, if that makes any sense. You know, what is illegal touching, and when should it be called? Because it gets called randomly and it doesn't get called other times, that is consistency with human error.